Do it. But you know what? You hear that time and time again, man. And you know, I think for my team, you know, the thing is, it ain't about, you know, facing Peyton. It's about, you know, facing the Denver Broncos. And as a team, that's our number one goal. You know, so who are we going to play? And like I said, you know, just sitting in the team meetings and listening to everything we've been talking about is just going to play the team that's, you know, won 11 straight games. You know, they're playing. They have a very hot streak going right now. You know, arguably they're the best team in football. So if that's what it is, then let's line up and let's be who we are and let's get ready to play the best team in football.
Right, you played out there a couple times as a younger man up in the altitude. Yeah. Cold day. What are the weather conditions like, and what's the altitude do even when you're in peak physical condition?
You know what? Look, if it was life or death, then you make it an issue. It's not life or death, man. It's just going out and playing a different climate, you know, and whatever it is. You know, they have to play in the same climate we in, you know, whether they think they're, acclimated to it or not. And, you know, coach didn't make it an issue. We're not going to make it an issue. You know, it's a 60-minute football game. It's not like we're going to run, you know, against Michael Johnson or anything like that out there. You know, we're just going to play a football game, and I don't think it'll be that big of an issue.
The altitude ever affected when you were out there?
I've never been affected by it, you know, honestly, myself. So, like I told the guys, you know, do what you got to do during the week. You know, get yourself, you know, physically prepared to go play a fast and physical football game. But at the same time, you know, we're going to be playing in some rough climates. But it's not like we're playing by ourselves. They're playing in the same climates we're playing in. So, you know, both teams have to deal with it.
Emotions, a lot spent last week. How do you turn it around in a 6-day span?
You don't have to turn it around. Those emotions are gone. You know, last week was last week. You know, last week was what? If you win, you keep moving. And now we close that chapter. You know, not now it's a new chapter. It's a division around. You know, and we know what that round feels like. And, you know, our team is well prepared for it. And like I said, you know, right now, you know, the way everything is going, arguably we're playing the best team in the AFC right now. So, let's just go see, you know, because like I said, the motion's going to be what they're going to be, you know. But when you go out to the next round, you move to the next round very quickly, and your mentality has to move with it. You can't be, you know, running around here still celebrating last week. Last week is over.
Ray, I know you talked about it. It's a whole about the team and going to play this game, but you've often talked about a chess match between you and Peyton.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is that like from the defensive side of the ball?
It's just, you know, it's just two people who understand the game very well. And you know, offensively, he understands, you know, what things he wants to see. And defensively, we understand what things we don't want him to see. And that's where the chess match comes in at. You know, you give him what he wants, he beats you. You give him what he don't want, then you beat him. And I think that's the way the game always plays out against us, you know, every time we play each other. So, you know, we're back to one of those classic games again.
After not playing for a long time, and how did the arm hold up after the game?
I feel awesome. The arm held up incredibly great. So, you know, on to the next move.
Right, yeah. Up to now, what you've been going through emotionally, has Art Modell popped into your mind over that period at any time, and the relationship you had with him all, you know, throughout your career?
Man, it's hard for it not to. You know, last week when I came back, you know, I put his shirt up under my other shirt, you know, and that his legacy will never die, you know. So it's always something that's on my mind, you know. And not just his, you know, a lot of people that I've lost over the years, I take them with me every time I go on the football field. And but he's one of those special ones, and I know that, you know, if we have the ability to look up from heaven, to look down from heaven, then he's smiling because I know he'll be pulling in here right now, you know, saying here we go again.
Ray, you feel blessed to have played 17 years in the same city and to have established a rapport between yourself and Baltimore.
Yeah, that's one of the most, I think, out of everything that's been going on, that's the biggest thing that's probably has me more excited than anything, you know, that I've been able to stay in one place for so long. You know, you watch so many players go in and out and shuffle team for team, man. And for me to be here, I was 18 years old when I came here. You know, I was a kid then and didn't have a clue what was going on. And now I grew with the city, and this city grew with me. And it's one thing that we will never have to complicate, and that I will die a Raven. And that being said, that's an awesome, awesome, awesome feeling. And there's no greater achievement for me, myself, to say that I've always been connected to one thing my whole life.
Ray, why Psalm 91?
It's a safe place. You know, God is... You know, a lot of things always swirling, you know, around your life and, you know, pulls you in and out of this and pulls you in and out of that. But when you read Psalms 91, and I'll encourage anybody to read it no matter what you're going through in life, you know, because it's a safe place. It's what God confirms, that when you feel yourself going through it, come to Him. Bring it to Him. And for me, man, through the ups and downs, the roller coasters of 17 years, you know, you have to find a safe place. You have to find that place that's very quiet in your head. And that, when anytime I read it, anytime I come across it, my Bible, the first, you know, scripture in there, Psalm 91, the old military vet gave it to me. And it was just special to read it over and over and over, because you get insight from it every time. And for me, I always like to display it to people, because no matter what you're going through in life, we all need that safe place. We all need a place to go back to, despite your religion, whatever you may want to, you know, claim. But I think that, for me, has always stuck with me.
Reggie Wayne, I mean, he had some things to say about the end of the game and your final dance, and he thought it was disrespectful. I know you guys know each other well.
No, you know, I just told him, you know, love him to death. You know, Ray kind of mentioned that to me, but yeah, listen, man, whether it wasn't about them at that time, you know, that was about, you know, capping off a heck of a legacy, you know, for 17 years, that when he was in Pop Warner playing football, I was in Baltimore, you know, and to salute my city that way, you know, I guess the trot around the field was disrespectful too. No, it wasn't even about them. The game was over. Triple zeros was over. I didn't go toward their sideline and make no big issue of that, because I've never been that type of player, you know, but to salute my city, knowing that, you know, people love to see that. People love to see it. And not just people, you know, my teammates, you know, was the one who encouraged me the most, you know, saying, man, just go out and give it to us one more time. You know, knowing that this will be the last time you actually do it in Raven Stadium. So I don't look at it, I don't take it a bad way. You know, of course, after a loss, everybody's bitter. You know, I felt the same way many times of that. And I love Reggie to death. You know, Reggie will tell you how much I love him. And it was never nothing personal between him and the Colts. I mean, I text Chuck immediately after the game, you know, and told him how much I care for him, how much I love him. So it wasn't even about them. You know, it was about me, you know, honoring my team and honoring my city.
Not many pundits are giving the Ravens much of a chance in this game, and ESPN had a story saying that last Sunday was your last game.
Yeah.
What's your reaction to that?
Man, you know how much I done heard a man say? Man say, I wouldn't be playing this season again, but I'm back, you know? So you don't let man doesn't dictate what you do or how you do it, you know what I'm saying? If you believe in God, believe in God. Have your faith in Him. And that's where my faith lies. I don't get caught up into what this person feels like, that person feel like. I heard Tony Dungy say last week that he likes the Colts, that the Colts is going to come in here and beat us. Does that make him right or wrong? He's wrong this time. You know, so those are the things, man. I love Tony Dungy to death, you know, but everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an opinion, and whatever their opinion's in, let them have it. Because one thing about it, the game has to be played. And no matter what nobody says or who they feel are going to win, you have to play the game on Sunday. And that's the way we feel. Let the game play out. Because at the end of the day, whoever wins, some people are going to be right, some people are going to be wrong.
But do you relish that underdog role as being the hunter versus the hunted?
My whole life, you know. I mean, I always go back to it because we had to live it, you know. But my Super Bowl year in 2000, we was never picked one time the entire season to win a game. Not one time. But at the end of the day, we held the Lombardi Trophy as Super Bowl champs, you know? So that alone taught me a valuable lesson, that nobody on the outside dictates how we play on the inside. Nobody controls what our emotions are. So don't read it. I don't read it good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't. You can't, because your world is your world. And what your team believes in is in each other. And that's what the vision arounds are all about, because the irony of this sport is, if there's a winner, there's a loser, and it's just simply the way it is.
Right.